Listen. The beloved whispers to you, to us. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. The love that is all loving. The love that is at home in us. The love that vulnerably pours out love. The love that is crucified. Gathering us into communion. Inviting us to center heart to heart. Heart in heart. Love is drawing us as a community. Into the intimacy of eternal love, pouring out love. Through the crucified poor one, entering into the depths of all suffering. Drawing us into the endless oneing of love in resurrection luminosity. Love is taking us deeper into the depths of our heart. Into the beloved who has made a home in us. Into the wound of love. And into the meek darkness that illumines the one we love. We behold. As we enter into a loving, spacious communion, we follow the touchings of divine desire, drawing us into beholding. to be and to hold the Vulnerable One, as Mary held and beheld the crucified body of her Son. As we yield into beholding, we sensitize our heart senses and sense into our communion. We feel the liminality opening into shared being in communion with one another and with all creation. We touch and press into the union with our heart senses. The touch gives way. We yield into the oneing. The senses of the ground of our heart further heighten to delicate subtleties. We hear love's whisper as Jesus cries, "How I long to share this Passover with you." The eros of this fervent yearning to share his final meal. His carrying of the cross. He's dying. Is lying in the emptiness of no thingness. and his rising into a new, fuller expression of his union with each of us. Personally, communally, and cosmically in resurrection life. All this eros places us in the kenosis of his love, pouring out into where depth itself is undone. We are beholding. We hold every tear, every heartache, every violent force, every divisive moment, every fear, every terror, as Mary holds the dead body of her son. We intuit that longing is beholding. Beholding is longing. We nakedly feel into the flow of love, inviting us to behold the wounded one. Drawing us into his bodiliness. Into the emptying of all materiality. into nothing. Into the apophatic oneing of beholding. Images fall away. Senses fade. Words evaporate. Silence. stillness. Beholding, taken into love beyond being and holding, into absence. Into all that is beyond absence. Yet love continues to press into our union in one another. And the intensity of our mutual indwelling amplifies. Love silently whispers, make your home in me as I make mine in you. Abide in me as I abide in you. I am in you and you are in me, and our love cannot be parted. Silent words continue to fade. We are lost in our oneing. Love, loving, beloved. Beloved, loving, lover. Love, loving, beloved. Beloved, loving, lover. Intensifying our mutual indwelling, drawing us into love's oneing. All of us are in communion, in the perichoresis of eternal love, in a circling indwelling no mind can follow. All creation is in the flow of love, loving, beloved. Beloved, loving, lover. Love's desire is our beholding. Amen.